Good evening, Dennis. Thank you for joining us after this defeat at home to Colville Town. Dennis, six unbeaten going into today's game, but ultimately I think we paid the price for a really poor first half display.
Yeah, I totally agree. I thought, you know, defensively we just weren't at the races first half. You know, we went for it with him at half time, but you know, Christian Green has been fantastic for me every single game he's played. He's been a 7-8 every week. But he was off it, you know, Charlie Jempson was off it, you know, give it back to Wallace every time he got the ball, giving away free kicks, and just really poor decision making, which put us under pressure in the first half, and they were by far the better team. You know, they played a diamond in there, they pressed us, you know, we tried to get the ball out of the back, they pressed us, and we were just making really bad decisions. Now, you can't go and play into midfield when they've got a diamond. They've sucked us into a diamond, more or less, to go man for man when they had the ball. And then we're trying to play through midfield to get out. We've got, you know, we've got to play over the press. So we went through that at half-time. And then second half, we've done a lot better. I mean, they didn't really cause any problems. And we now become a threat, especially in the last 15 minutes.
Well, it seems such a collective thing that it wasn't maybe just one or two players, but today there were 7, 8, 9 players that really were just going through that, making they seemed lethargic, they were making the wrong decisions. Can you really put your finger on what went wrong today?
No, because, you know, we give them Tuesday off to rest them up. The players wanted rest, so we rest them up Tuesday. You know, again, I've been through it with me now. I just think we've got quite a few in the group that tend, they're not playing within the team structure that we're looking for. And if you don't do that, you know, you're going to make bad decisions because you end up playing for yourself and you're going into areas that we can't go into. But yeah, it was a really, really poor performance first half, like you say, from, you know, a majority of the team, you know, pretty much all the team. And then second half, it seemed that, you know, when Rion come on and Parky, you know, they were working, pressing, chasing things. And then all of a sudden now we looked like we could create something, and we was getting the ball into Greg, he was winning headers, and we caused a lot of problems within their box. And, you know, Parky's hit the post 2 minutes before we got the penalty, which looked like it's easier to score. And then we get the penalty, so all of a sudden you could have been 5 minutes to go and we're 2-2 and now we're looking for a winner. You know, so we've put a lot of pressure on the second half, but, you know, 15 minutes, 20 minutes from the end, giving it a go is not good enough. You know, you ain't going to win football matches just by putting 20 minutes in on a Saturday. Really poor. It was really poor today. We let the fans down. We let, you know, the chairman, the team, everybody down today, because at home, that performance ain't good enough.
Well, it's refreshing to hear the honesty, Dennis. You know, a lot of managers would hide behind things, and at least you've come out and said it's not good enough and it was poor. To the discipline, from the discipline point of view, in the first half there were 4 yellow cards, and I think Jordan Goff was a little lucky to stay on the pitch as well, given the way the referee had brandished the cards prior to that tackle near half time. Do you think there's a problem with discipline within the squad?
Well, if we're getting 4 bookings every game or in one half, I think we was that bad that players, It's like a touch and tackle kind of thing. You know, like you've had a poor touch, it's run away from you, and then you end up going to wipe the fella out. So I think it was just pure frustration. The tackles that we had were just, I think, out of frustration because we're performing so badly. So I don't, you know, it's not something that happens every week. You know, probably last week we might have had one, if not no bookings at Southbridge. And generally we are like that. We're not a team that, you know, goes round making rash challenges, but first half we did today. It just looked like at times we never got near to them, you know, and when we got there in the end it was too late, and, you know, we've made a foul to stop them going further up the pitch.
Well, it was a spirited fight back later in the second half, and perhaps we could have got a draw on a different day if things had gone slightly differently. A couple of penalty shouts in there as well, but it what looked like really poor defending for the third goal.
Yeah, it's atrocious, you know, again, we're in there. You know, for me, if a goalkeeper goes up, you should be asking the manager, but Jazz has gone up on his own accord and then stayed up from the throw. You know, we've still got 4 or 5 minutes to play to try and get an equaliser at that stage, and then we can think about when we're going to try and go for a winner. Like, even if there's a minute to go, you can still adopt some kind of tactic, you know, whether it's route one or whatever, to try and get something out of it, or you can put another defender in and see out what you've got. But, you know, there was still time in the game, because even when that third goal went in, there was still 2 or 3 minutes that we was playing. So, yeah, it's really, really poor. But in saying that, if we'd have got an equaliser today, we wouldn't have deserved it. You know, at the end of the day, 15, 20 minutes of hard work and pressure at the end don't warrant getting a result out of the game. That would have just been very fortunate for us to get a draw out of the game. I thought Colville deserved it. They were the better team on the day. They showed more desire and showed more quality. I thought, you know, the front two for them worked well. Carl Perry was obviously an handful. The referee was a bit naive on a lot of what he'd done. You know, Carl Perry bought a lot of free kicks. He'd give away a lot of fouls that went unnoticed. But that's not an excuse. We never lost the game today for the referee, but he certainly could have done a lot better on a lot of occasions. I think everybody in the ground thought he had an absolute stonker. But, you know, they generally think they're on match of the day most of the time and think they're doing brilliant. But we'll send the referee a video. I said I'd send him the video. The linesmen did point out that they do watch the video because obviously they like to look at themselves and stuff. But we'll send him the full game and then hopefully he can be honest and send us an email and say, sorry, chaps, but I did get quite a few wrong today.
Well, Dennis, moving forward now, you've got two sessions this week. If it's essentially an under 21 squad going to Kitsgrove on Wednesday, so that gives you Tuesday, Thursday to work, which you've craved the time to work on the pitch with the squad. Before the away trip next weekend to Elsowin, which is another tough game.
Yeah, it's a difficult one. I've got to have a long think about it tonight, stroke tomorrow morning before I come to a decision, because, you know, we're in a situation where we've got a 21s game, a first team game that we're potentially going to be sending the bulk of a 21 team so we can train Tuesday and Thursday, but we still need players to have games. So the people that are on the bench today, possibly one or two that come back for fitness. So if you send five or seven over to them, you've only then got 9 or 10 players out there training, so you can't function as a team to work on what you want to work. So it's one of them I've got to weigh up. You understand where I'm coming from? You send players that need a game, like Sharp, who's just come back from injury. You know, Clem needs a game. Fortune's still trying to get his match fitness. So certain people need a game. But then we lose them for the training sessions for what we want to work on. So it's one of them we've got to try and work around it so we can benefit the all three items, being the two training sessions and the match.
Okay, if I can end this on a more positive note, it seems that the pair from Sheffield United certainly looked good additions to the squad when they came on today as substitutes.
What they are players that you take in any team that you have, and that is when they go over onto the pitch, they give 100%. Now, if you get quality after that, that's a bonus. But when you get two players that put the effort in, you take it all day long. And I think that's where this squad has lacked from the very first ball of the season, even up until where we are now, that at times they don't give 100% in games, and that's when it's cost Tamworth this year. Because that squad in there and the players and the ability they've got, how we're in the position in this league at the moment, is not right. You know, so they have to put their hand up and say, you know, we haven't done it from day one, and we've had that chat in there just now. You know, they've got to start, you know, taking a bit of responsibility.
Dennis, as always, we thank you for your time and we'll catch up with you again soon.
No worries, mate.